Robert turned to face his hand. Well, there it is, Ned. You and Selmy stand alone on this matter. The only question that remains is, who can we find to kill her?
Mormont craves a royal pardon, Lord Renly reminded them.
Desperately, Varys said. Yet he craves life even more. By now the princess nears Baes Dothrak, where it is death to draw blade. If I told you what the Dothraki would do to the poor man who used one on a Khaleesi, none of you would sleep tonight. He stroked a powdered cheek. Now, poison, the tears of lice, let us say. Khal Drogo need never know. It was not a natural death.
Grand Maester Pycelle's sleepy eyes flicked open. He squinted suspiciously at the eunuch.
Poison is a coward's weapon, the king complained.
Ned had heard enough.
You send hard knives to kill a 14-year-old girl, and you still quibble about honor? He pushed back his chair and stood. Do it yourself, Robert. The man who passes the sentence should swing the sword. Look her in the eyes before you kill her. See her tears. Hear her last words. You owe her that much, at least.
Gods, the king swore, the word exploding out of him, as if he could barely contain his fury.